This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1684. Group conversation. What's your love language?
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you show love through words or actions? Do you prefer to receive gifts or acts of service? Today, you'll hear a fast group conversation about love languages.
Hello, everyone. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
How are you, Lindsay? How are you, Aubrey?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm great.
Yeah, we're doing good. I'm so excited. I think our listeners will be thinking, wow, I hear three voices today instead of two. Guys, it's really fun that once in a while we get to bring on our whole team or almost our whole team. Today we have Aubrey along with me and Michelle on the show to show you guys an example of three people talking instead of just two. What do you think about this, guys, in terms of a learning tool for our listeners?
Yeah, it's so helpful to have these opportunities to hear group conversations, more than just two people. That back and forth is a little easier to follow. When there are three speakers, more speakers, it's hard to keep up. So it's great that we can have this opportunity. It's hard to find this online. I can't find anything in French, Spanish, where there's multiple speakers like this. It's hard to find.
Yeah, there really isn't anything online for this. We are kind of the only resource that we've been able to find, at least for learning English. So guys, if you want more of this style, practicing listening to fast English conversations with three or four speakers, you should sign up for our weekly quizzes program. So go to allearsenglish.com/fast to sign up. And by the way, this is also on YouTube today. So we are all over the place today, right, guys?
Yes.
All right, awesome. So today we're talking about the love languages. I love this topic because often we make the fundamental mistake with our partners, this is usually about romantic partners, but not only romantic partners, but often we give love in the way we want to receive it, which is sometimes a mistake. Right.
Yes. And this is very important once you're showing love to children, I've realized, because the way I show love is not always the way they receive love. And it's caused some big problems where a child might not be feeling like you love them. And you realize it's because they don't recognize the love that you're giving because in such a different way.
It's in a different language, right? You're kind of like you're speaking in a different language, essentially, is what you're doing, right? Okay, this is really good. So I want to introduce, this is a concept. We didn't invent this, by the way, guys.
Right.
This is a theory by Dr. Gary Chapman in his book, The Five Love Languages. And I've actually read this book. I think some of you guys probably have read it too.
Yes, I've read it. Mm-hmm.
Have you read it, Aubrey? How about you, Michelle? Have you read this one?
I don't think I've ever I know the concept. I'm very familiar with it, but I don't know if I actually read it.
Okay. So we want to recommend that our listeners, guys, go out and get this book. It would be a great way to practice your English and understand exactly what we mean. But we can kind of just break down the five love languages first. And then I want to know what your love languages are. And then we want to talk about all of this stuff and how we use it in our lives. So the first one is words of affirmation. Now, what does this mean? This is definitely one of mine, but we'll talk about that after. What does this mean, words of affirmation?
Like, good job, Lindsay. Like, you did a great job.
I need that. I need that. Right. So praising someone. And you mentioned earlier, Aubrey, like, praising kids or not praising them. Yeah. Maybe if your love language has nothing to do with words of affirmation, but your kid needs the praise, right? Yeah. That could be a major issue. Right. Okay. So what, guys? So Michelle, what's the next one? What's the next love language?
The next one.
Yes.
Where am I looking?
Okay.
I'll go because
I'm sorry. I lost.
No worries. No problem.
It's quality time. And this, we'll get into this more, but this is one of my daughter's love languages is quality time. She needs us to spend time with her, So it's just whatever that looks like, right? Just to spend time with another person.
Exactly. Quality time. It doesn't have to be doing anything special, right? It, you know, it could be taking a trip, but it's just physical time together. The next one is physical.
I know the next one.
Okay, Michelle.
I was so excited that
we are. Okay, we're now ready for you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. I found it. Okay, physical touch.
Yeah, exactly. So the physical touch, right? Definitely a big part of love in some ways for some people, and for others, not so much at all, right? That's the fascinating part. The next one is really interesting. Acts of service. What does that mean, guys?
This
is my husband's love language. He shows love by doing the dishes, cleaning out the fridge.
Yeah.
And then needs the words of affirmation, right? For me to be like, thank you for doing that. Good job. That was awesome.
Also, it's a one-two punch. It's in combination, right. In sequential order too, right?
But I'm happy to do that because I'm so happy if someone serves me in that way, does something, and then I don't have to do it. I'm so grateful for that. So it works out great.
So it's easy to praise that, right? It's easy to give the words of affirmation after that. I love that. And then the last one is one that I find kind of foreign to me, is receiving gifts. So gift giving. I mean, Michelle, is this, what do you think about this? What does this mean? I mean, obviously we know giving gifts, right?
Giving gifts. Yeah. No, this is not one of mine, but I mean, many people have this. What I'm confused about. So, okay. When you like, if I say, oh, that's my love language, am I saying that that's the thing that I need, or that's what I
that you
give?
Need? It's that what I you need. Well, okay. Usually so both. Right?
Yeah, there's you speak a love language. There's a way that you show love, and then you receive love, often through a different love language. It can be both, right? Yours could be quality time, both how you show love and how you receive love. But for a lot of people, they're different how you show it and how you receive it.
That's interesting.
And then for most people, you're sort of some level of all of them. It's kind of like when you do one of those skills assessments, right? And it just tells you what you're the strongest in and what's second. And so all of us have all of these to some point, some of them not at all, but it's sort of a mixture, and you sort of need to know what you're strongest in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go through and talk about what our love languages are, and maybe some mistakes that we've made in the past with friends, family, whoever, by trying to communicate in our own love languages when that was the wrong way to go, by not knowing the other person, right? So Aubrey, can you tell us, give us a little background?
Yes, for sure. So for me personally, mine is acts of service. So if anyone does something kind for me, especially if they're doing something that I would have had to do myself, right? So if one of my kids does a chore that I had to do, or my husband, I feel so loved. I feel so valued and appreciated. That's awesome. So funny, right? But it's not physical touch, right? It doesn't, I could not be hugged or kissed for weeks, and I'd probably be just fine. That's so funny.
Interesting.
And so some of these others, you know, that's where the trouble comes, because I do have kids who really need to be snuggled and held. So I have to consciously know that about them and show them love that way, because I don't need it for me, but I see that they need it for them, right?
Oh,
so there have been some tricky parenting struggles. I'm so glad I found this book, because there were some, you know, I'd have a child crying and saying they don't feel like I love them. And once you have the conversation, like, how could you possibly, I tell you I love you all the time, but it's not words of affirmation for them, so that they need to see it in another way.
And when did you discover this theory, Aubrey, this book, and make the changes?
It's been several years ago. It's an older book. I'm not sure what year it was published, but I feel like it was 5 or 6 years ago that I read it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember reading it, and it was like a light bulb moment, because I had already had a couple of conversations with my spouse and my mom and my sister and one of my kids and I just kind of wasn't putting two and two together.
Yeah.
And then I read that. I'm like, this is the problem, is that I speak a different love language than these people need me to speak in order to feel loved.
That's fascinating. It's such a key insight. Because again, like I said before, I think we just assume that we just give love in the way we think we want to receive it. So if we don't question this, if we go through our whole lives and never think about it, we're automatically giving love in the way we expect to receive it. So they might be completely missing it.
Exactly.
Completely.
And that's what it was for me. I'm like, but I'm serving you. I'm doing all these nice things for you, because I was also showing love through acts of service.
Yes.
And that wasn't enough for them. They didn't feel loved.
Interesting. Michelle, how about you? What would you say is your love language?
Do you want to hear more fast, native group conversations with us, the All Ears English team? Subscribe today to Conversations and Coffee. You will get a weekly lesson with transcripts, vocab, and a quiz. And they're so fun. Go today to allearsenglish.com/fast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. Well.
Okay. So I always think that mine is words of affirmation. That's what I like to receive and that's what I give. So, but now I'm wondering if acts of service also is nice.
It's up there, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel so special and loved if someone does something nice for you?
Yeah, for sure. But so like with words of affirmation, I'm a language person. I like to tell people how much they mean to me. And I, you know, sometimes the funniest is with Dan, because like sometimes I, you know, I'm always like, I can write like a beautiful card. Like I can really express myself. I mean, I used to write songs and like, I love like expressing myself through words. And, I know that he appreciates that, but he doesn't know how to say he's not the same with his words. So
can't
sometimes
that.
Yeah, so sometimes yeah, he can't first I'll say like, you know, I don't know, just like go off on like a whole thing, you know, maybe like an anniversary toast or something. And then he's like, yeah.
He's like ditto.
And he can't and at first it was like a little weird to me, and now I'm just used to it, and now I just laugh and I'm like, yeah, I know, like I know you don't need to try. But like he does, when I think about it, he does do like a lot of acts of service, especially, you know, he knows that I can be so tired with our son, and like, you know, he'll, you know, for preschool or something, he'll do the lunch, you know, or like I wake up in the morning and, you know, he's just heading out and he has like my English muffin in the toaster, you know, like.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those kinds of things. So he's like so great on picking up on that. But it's just funny because the words, not his.
Yeah. So for you guys, for the acts of service piece, is it that much more valuable when the person anticipates the need and does it as opposed to being asked, like you, if you have to ask them? I'm guessing
so.
It is, right?
Well, and for me, my pet peeve is for someone to ask me to do something that I was already planning on doing. Or especially if it was like, you know, planning on doing something for them and then they ask you to do it, right?
Oh, because that
nothing makes
it.
Me more upset. So I'm the adverse. I'm really careful to not ask people to do things that I think there's a chance that they'll do. And if I've asked you to do it, then there's no, it's all of the love feelings are gone.
Interesting. Okay. So it's really about the anticipation, not even so much the act of service. It's like
the thoughtfulness.
It's like they're thinking about you and what you might need, right?
Totally. Yes,
yeah. Exactly. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
So what about you, Lindsay? I want to hear.
Yeah. For me also, Michelle, the words of affirmation are huge. And I think part of that is the way I was raised. I think that my parents really valued praising and, you know, the verbal expression. I've always been we're podcasters. So, of course, we're verbal. So there's no question, like no doubt. And with my partner is not used to that, right? That kind of more verbal expression and the words of affirmation. So that's been really interesting. And then physical touch is my other one. That sense of touch. I've always liked that. And so those are kind of my two. Yeah, but it's so interesting when there's a mismatch between you and your partner, and it's just, what do? You have to understand that quickly, otherwise the relationship could be in trouble, right?
Yeah, and I, with the gift giving, I know Jessica said once that's one of her love languages is giving gifts. She loves to find like the perfect gift for someone, and that's my lowest one for sure.
Oh, for
I would rather never have to find anyone a gift, and please don't give me a gift because then I feel like I have to get you a gift.
Gosh, I know. That's why I find the holidays so stressful, and I like the 4th of July. There's no gifts. They just show up in flip-flops and have a barbecue, you know?
Exactly. But like, yeah, it is true. But when you do have that moment where like the perfect gift just pops into your head, then that's very exciting. But having to like think of it.
That's the hardest one for me to reciprocate. If I know someone, that's how they feel loved, is to receive gifts. I have to force myself to find a good gift.
I suppose you can get better at it. And you're right, Michelle. If you do find that thing, it's very satisfying.
Yes.
The process, I usually put off my holiday shopping until like December 15th or so. I celebrate Christmas. And so
as long as possible.
I'll wait. But then I do get into it. I get excited. I sit down in my room and I write out what everyone would want or what they like. And I get excited when I find the right thing. But just the stress hanging over your head is like, it's too much sometimes.
This is such an interesting conversation. If you guys haven't talked to friends and loved ones about how they receive love. Yeah, definitely go get this book. You can find a lot of information about it online too, Love Languages, because I think it really can improve relationships when you realize what someone else needs in order to feel that you love them, right? And it might not always be what's your first instinct for showing love. Right. So really interesting conversation. I feel like hopefully we've helped our listeners improve their relationships. That's a big goal.
I'm excited to hear from our listeners and see how this went. If you get that book, come back to the blog, let us know how it went to have these first conversations with your partners. And guys, go and get into our weekly Fast English Listening program. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast to sign up. You'll get weekly quizzes at a pace like this. Natural. We are not slowing down, right, guys? I mean, not at all. This is completely real English, interrupting each other, talking on top of each other. This is what you get every week to practice with. All right. Thanks for hanging out today. Yeah, unscripted. Exactly. All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.